This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
Washington State has many jobs tied to the military. At Joint Base Lewis McChord, at the Bangor Nuclear Submarine Base, the Whidbey Island Naval Air Station, and other facilities. So talk of defense cuts sends some shivers through the state economy. Joining us to talk about it is Seattle Times economic columnist John Talton. Welcome back, John.
Hi, Ross. I'm glad to be here.
What do we know about potential cuts in the military?
What we know is that when the Congress and the White House, and especially the Congress, reached an impasse on spending, and there was a lot of worry about the debt and the deficit, even though they've been going down, something kicked in called the sequester. And this was supposed to be a gun to the head of everybody in Washington, D.C., to make meaningful reductions in the overall budget. They didn't do that. Now, what the sequester does is it forces $1 trillion in across-the-board spending cuts through about 2021. And these are equally divided between defense and domestic spending. And so the sequester has been held off until about fiscal 2015, but there is tremendous worry about cutbacks in defense. We have, for all our peacenik reputation, a huge defense economy here. And then there's also the push of the winding down of Afghanistan and Iraq, although lately we've gone back to war.
Now, the last time there were cuts in the military, there were also a lot of concerns here, but the state made out pretty well, didn't it?
Well, in the BRAC cuts, which was the winnowing down of military bases, we did not see any closures. In fact, we saw increases from other base closures. And we have some very strategically located bases. That doesn't necessarily mean that we'll make out well in the sequester, because this isn't talking about base closures. This is talking about overall cutbacks. We already have a pretty good sense that Joint Base Lewis-McChord could lose about 16,000 active duty Army personnel as the Army slims down. More cuts could come to defense contractors.
Any other areas that look like it might affect our economy? Should there be cutbacks in the U.S. defense budget?
I think long term we have an issue with the Navy. If Kitsap County were to secede, it would be the world's third largest nuclear power. And that's because at Bangor we have the submarine base that includes the Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines. Now, these are going to have to be replaced sometime in the 2020s, and it could cost as much as $100 billion to replace that. Now, the Navy's looking at a limited budget, and the question is, can we replace these Ohio-class ships, or boats rather, and still pay for a surface fleet? Now, these are the kind of decisions that are having to be made all across the services, the Air Force too.
Now, part of the reason there is so much military here is because we're strategically located, but you can't discount the impact our congressional delegation over the decades has had in bringing this here. How is the congressional delegation and Governor Inslee responding to the prospect of budget cuts to the Defense Department?
Well, I think they're responding very forcefully. The issue is that there are senators from 50 states and members of Congress from 50 states, 50 governors, who are all trying to protect their defense assets too. And so Governor Inslee has created a military commission to focus specifically on this. I think our congressional delegation has been very effective so far. But the pain is going to come. It's just a question of how much. And then it's a question of, should we be spending more money on the domestic economy anyway and make the transition?
John Talton is my guest, economic columnist for the Seattle Times. You can also read his blog, Rogue Columnist. So let's turn around a little bit to another business story that might affect our economy. The Chinese company Alibaba, often compared to Amazon, just went public, raising an eye-watering $21.8 billion. First of all, John, how is Alibaba the same as Amazon? How is it different?
Well, it's the same as Amazon on the surface because it is an e-commerce company. and it dominates China as much as or even more than Amazon dominates America in e-commerce. Now, there are some important differences, too. Alibaba brings in more profits than Amazon does. Amazon brings in more revenues than Alibaba does. Amazon sells direct, so it has to invest in warehouses, infrastructure, things like that. Alibaba is more of a marketplace, a series of websites selling e-commerce, and so it doesn't have to invest in the infrastructure. Going public, Alibaba became more valuable in the stock market than Amazon and Facebook put together, I believe. Now, that may have changed today, but it's a stock play. Investors love a good story. As to how much this affects Amazon and Seattle's future, we will have to see. One big question is, would investors who have money in an e-commerce firm rather put it in Alibaba than Amazon? The interesting thing so far is that Amazon stock has actually gone up since Alibaba went public.
I wonder if that's just because people see that another area in e-commerce is getting all this support, and so they feel by implication that reinforces what we're seeing from Amazon.
Well, a rising tide for rich folks lifts all boats.
But it's interesting. Alibaba doesn't directly compete with Amazon in the marketplace, does it? I don't know that you can get to Alibaba in the U.S. and I don't know if you can get to Amazon in China, can you?
Amazon has a very small footprint in China, and Amazon's future in China would be very constricted by Alibaba's market dominance. And the same thing could be said here if Alibaba chose to come here. Right now, that's not in the cards.
He's a rogue columnist, and he's the Seattle Times economic columnist and our occasional guest on issues pertaining to our local economy. His name is John Talton. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW.